Devi, but he saw Krishna. The people lived for millions of years.
Yes, right, like, but they lived. His father could not. His father could not.
My father couldn't know it.
Yeah, Prahlad's father.
Yeah.
He could not see.
Yeah.
But Prahlad, I think greatest bhakti was Prahlad. Yeah. I read his this in this.
So it does not matter whether one is baby or one is a big man.
It's just a joke. Because all powerful God can be anything. God can assume form, God can remain form.
Balabhacharya himself.
In the court. There was a court case and it was found that Gopalji belongs to the Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Who was pressing the court case?
It was amongst themselves.
To see who should get the right to worship.
In Delhi, there is a lawyer. He told me. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
It would be really wonderful if Srimati Ben would decide to support our temple, because the entire Gujarati community of Bombay follows her. They really do, especially in these matters. And she is known to be the chairman of...
You are Shanta Bhakti.
Am I?
Shanta, Dasa, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya.
Madhurya Bhakta is the best. Like Gopi,
no,
it's difficult to be.
Best, it is just one's conception. You see, otherwise all are best.
Hmm.
All are best. But... Shanta Bhakta do not take Krishna very intimately.
You are hitting me below the belt.
Yes, Shanta Bhakta means the Bhakta who appreciates the greatness of the Supreme, but does not take Krishna as very intimate. That is Shanta Bhakta.
How can you imagine of God without taking him very intimately? These are two arguments.
Just like I can give this example, that you have got a great regard for me, but not as intimately as my other disciples.
That is possible. Because I have not put on the ogre clothes.
This example is, I think, proper. They have sacrificed their life for me.
That's right.
But you have got regard for me, but you cannot sacrifice your life for me.
You are trying to tempt me, sir, but
no.
I don't think it will be easy for them. I will not be tempted.
No, no.
I have got my duty to do towards
this. This is the stage of Shanta Bhakta. I explain. Shanta Bhakta.
I can understand you.
It is according to Shastra. Shanta,
right.
There are different types of mellows, variety of mellows. Hare Krishna. Shanta, Dasa, Sakha. I do not say that you become my disciple. I don't say that.
I am your disciple, in all respect. I should not put on your these clothes and come
No.
Do this. Love is
that
more
is not our program. Here. That is not our program. We do not ask anyone to change his clothes. Never. I never ask them to change his clothes or change his position. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy.
That's right. We always consider a guru in the form of God God comes to you in the form of Guru.
That is the way.
But I mean, I love you, treat you as such, and worship you.
Yeah.
And if you think it is any other bhava, I have no objection, whatever bhava you may call it. Yeah. What does it matter?
No, I am speaking on the principle of Shastra. Shanto bhakta, dasya bhakta, sakha bhakta, vatsala bhakta, madhujya.
See, I can.
It is not that madhujya bhakta is greater than the dasya bhakta. The example has been given just like sound. Sound is generated from the ether, sky. You are scientific man, yes, you will understand. But that sound is existing in all other five elements, four elements.
Right.
The sound is not only in the ether, but sound is on the air. The sound is all in the fire. The sound is also in the water. And sound is also on the land. So the basic principle of Shantaras is there.
They're in all of them.
All of them. Yes. But according to the position, it is more developed.
Yes.
You see? In the earth, the sound is very, just like you take any earthly object, metal. Yes. The sound is very strong there. Is it not?
Yes.
There's a water, there is sound. But that sound and metallic sound are different. Sound is there. But the sound of the water and sound of the metal, in the metal the sound is more prominent than in the water. But the sound is there. Similarly,
love is there.
Yeah, love is there.
But there is more close love.
Yes. More developed. Yeah. In the Shantaras, simply this appreciation of the greatness of the Absolute. That is Shantaras.
Yeah, once upon a time, you know, the scientists of the world,
yeah,
were considered this religion and belief in God to be bosh. Now the scientists have started thinking and thinking very rightly that there is nothing else but God exists. That is the greatest thing that they are doing today.
Yeah.
You so understand that, when we were young.
That I am explaining. The sound is there. God consciousness is there. Sound has the God consciousness. But in different phases, the development is there. Differently. There is a principle. Everyone has God consciousness. There is no doubt about it.
We come to you, sir, to serve your disciples. In the best way we can do. Because yes, to serve a disciple,
then,
to serve God.
Then that means it is being developed. That Shantaras is being developed to Dasaras.
But sometimes disciples don't like our service.
Huh? No, they are children. They are children. You see, they are coming from foreign country. They are being trained. There may be some deficiencies. But this is the scientific progress. When from Shantaras one develops Dasaras, want to give some service, there is further development. Then further service, not as ordinary service, but as intimate friend. Then as paternal, then conjugal. These are the different developments. The principle is there, Shantaras. But they are manifested in different stages of development.
So that the seed has grown into a small.
Yes. Then when it is sprouted, then active service, that is Dasaras.
This is in the very, I mean, very say the early teaching of all our Vaishnava families.
Yeah.
That all sannyasis and sadhus must be treated very well. And
sannyasis and sadhus, they are on the Shantaras, as you are. Yes, Shantaras, appreciating the greatness of the Supreme Absolute. That is Shantaras, Brahma, Paramatma. The Brahma feature of the Lord, all-pervading, Sarvam Idam Phalu
Brahma.
That appreciation, that is Shantaras. Paramatma, Ishara Sarvabhutana Viddesha Arjuna Tishtati. This is also Shantaras.
Ramayan Sarvabhutana Yantra Arudamaya.
So this realization of the Absolute Truth is called Shantaras. And when it is further developed, then that's all. No,
these boys must develop friendship with me.
Yeah.
That's all. I am in a way joking sometimes to them, and they take me very seriously.
No, no, no. Don't take him. Treat him as your father, a grandfather. He is our great value, sir, and he is a Santara's devotee. Now, I shall request you one thing. During Arathik time, hundreds of children come to us. I give little prasadam. You have seen it?
Yes.
They are very interested, dancing. Now, I wish that they may be given sumptuous food and dress.
Yes, dress. I also thought something.
Yes.
Some of them are very badly, yes, poor people.
Yes. If they come, all right, come here. Just take your bath, be cleansed, tilak, and a nice dress, and giving them some food.
Every day they can put on their nice clothes.
Yes. Because their father and mother, neither they do know how to take care of the children.
This is just like the...
But they come to us, we should take care of.
This is just like those Christian missions. We must.
Anyone.
I think we must do that. Then we will be able to propagate.
No, not with that purpose.
Not with
here
that purpose.
Here is a poor child. Hmm. He comes automatically, yes, to dance. Hmm. So we should take care of them.
Yes, I have thought of it. Long
yes.
We must collect some funds and buy some ready-made clothes. Keep them ready and present them.
So from Santaras, he can begin this dasharas. Yes. Instead of taking care of them, you please kindly take up these poor children.
Yes. You see, my wife used to take care of more than 100 children in the schools, giving them fees, giving them notes, pencils, and clothing.
A little more. Little
she
more.
She was doing it. But I am not she. She was a multimillionaire's daughter. I am a poor man's son.
But you are not poor, man.
She had that training from her young days. Her father is a billionaire, while I am an extremely poor man.
But you are the husband of millionaire's daughter.
She is dead now. She has got no... She had a grip on me when she was living. I am now a vagabond in her absence.
No, it is not the question of you or she. I am just pointing out.
No, I will try.
Yeah.
I have taken your this thing to my heart.
Yeah.
And will try to collect some fund and get some clothing, those ready-made ones.
So one day, the tailors may be brought and take their measurement.
But ready-made you get?
Oh, ready-made.
Of different sizes?
Ready-made. So in the evening, they should come. They should take bath, be cleansed, and give dress. Next day, when they come, change the dress. Let them be habituated. They are coming
in cleanliness.
Voluntarily.
Give them
dance,
lesson of cleanliness.
To take prasadam. So why should you not take care of them? This is my part. Yes. We don't make distinction whether they are coming from Christian or Hindu. Or
No. Man is a man.
Yes,
I mean, those Christians think that we are Hindus and they are Christians.
They
we don't think.
No.
In Hinduism or in actually Vedic religion, everyone is taken as one. In fact, when I go near
our
bend my head.
Mantra is Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu.
That's right.
Sarve Sukhina. Everyone be happy. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We want to see everyone to be happy.
But this is naturally me. If I see a cross, my head bend naturally. The great Jesus Christ, great Bhakta of God. No?
Yes.
But Christians, They have an analysis over the Hindus.
They may be low grade. They may be inferior. But if we are superior, we must act as superior.
That's right.
That is our
religion is extremely Catholic.
Our Catholic Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, Sarvajonishu. Sarvajonishu kaunteya, sambhavanti murti. Any form of life
is mine.
That is, I am the seed-giving father.
That's right, sir. That is that.
That how lovingly they come to take little prasadam.
We must do something.
I was
missionary activity. I've been observing this myself.
Yes.
The same things.
How great love they offer me obeisances, touch my feet, and a little fruit or little, whatever I give, they are satisfied.
Yeah, very.
So they are so friendly because they are innocent.
Very innocent.
They do not know what is this Hindu, Christian. So we must take care of them.
Some of those children are Christians.
Never mind Christian, Hindu, sir. Yeah. A Christian or if we offer them nice food and nice dress, nobody will deny.
But these Hindus became Christian because they were offered nice food and dress by Christian missionaries.
No, our point is not that, just to bring them and proselytize them to Hinduism. No, take prasadam, take dress, chant Hare Krishna, dance. I never said to all these European American disciples that you become a Hindu. I never said, ask them.
No.
I never said.
Neither we would have agreed.
No, why should I ask them to be Hindu? I ask them just become lover of God. That's
Hinduism.
If you can love God through your religion, that's all right. You do that.
That's
I say that. I never said that you become Hindu. Then I would not have been able to...
I think they must understand, sir, that Hinduism is a way of life and not a religion. Religion is a Vedic religion, which is common to Christianity. I would say that Jesus Christ has taught the Vedic religion to the Middle East and to the heathens, and he was crucified because the heathens were not able to understand him properly. That is what my, conviction, strong conviction, that Jesus has actually preached Hinduism. I mean the Vedic religion there.
Yes.
And all
yes.
the Christians are Vedic.
He was educated of his spiritual life in India. 12 years.
Perfect.
12 years here.
Yes. And I have got
it.
Yesterday I found out a very good article. I have preserved it for you. I forgot to bring it. I will bring it in the afternoon from a journal. How, where he stayed and how he worked in India, in Himalayas. Some man has made a research. Some Russian scholar has made a research for 40 years. Went to various places and found out from various libraries the old records.
There was one historian report that after crucifixion, he did not die.
He was in the Samadhi.
He came in India and
lived somewhere in Kashmir.
Yes.
That is what I have got the article. He lived for a pretty long time after crucifixion. In crucifixion, he went into great Samadhi. And when the cross was brought down, he came out of Samadhi after 3 days. That is resurrection.
He was, yes.
And then he was brought back by his disciples to India.
That is quite possible.
There is a big community called Isans. And Isans are somewhere in between Tigris and the Doab, Tigris and Euphrates rivers. From there he migrated to this Palestine area and preached those fellows all the philosophy that he learned in India. That is that man has said. So I consider Christianity is a part of one of the panth of Hindu.
Christianity is Vaishnavism.
Vaishnavism. Absolute Vaishnavism.
Anyone who has, Mohammedan is also Vaishnavism.
Mohammedism is not Vaishnavism.
No.
I have studied that.
No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had talked with the Pathans. He proved that your religion is Vaishnavism.
Krishna is Vaishnavism.
Yes, Chaitanya Charitamrita there is. I have already explained that.
The Christianity is 100% Vaishnavism. I have studied Christianity
not
very well.
100%, but...
More or less.
More or less.
Because I have studied the whole of Bible, whole and New Testament and Genesis and everything very well, just as I have studied the Upanishad. And I have come to realize that Jesus has taught Vedic religion in toto. And Christ was nothing but a great saint of and the ancient Vedic religion. That is my conjecture, my conviction.
His commandments
may think anything else.
His commandments prove that. He says, thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
That is Ahimsa, first principle.
Yeah.
Abhay, you see, Abhayam Sarva Sanskriti. First thing is Abhay. Abhay Dan when you give, it is the greatest Dan.
Yeah.
That is the first principle of all the religions, and that is the religion Christ taught there. I think that the Hedonic Middle East people and the Europeans had no, what we call, sort of a sanskar. Those people were very backward 2000 years back because of the climatic conditions. No,
from the first commandment, it appears that they are not very enlightened. Because why does he say thou shall not kill? That means they are killers.
They are killing.
They are killers.
Otherwise they would not have said thou shall not kill.
Why the first commandment is that thou shall not kill? They are fighting and killing among themselves. Not very advanced nation. And he was horrified when he saw that the Jews were killing animals.
In the temple.
In the temple.
Not only that, they were doing all that money changing and taking bribes and all that. I think he...
Well, that is professional, it is not very... everyone takes bribe and everyone is interested in money than anything. That is not very great fault. You see, when you are in the material world, you require money. That is...
They were not able to understand that he is going to raise another temple. Another temple, I mean, that is how the Jews were against him. I think that is what my conjecture, no? Another temple
this,
means another creed of...
against or for. This so-called against or for, it has no meaning. See? That's like children fight, sometimes against, sometimes for. So it has no meaning. Unless one is raised in the spiritual consciousness, this so-called goodness and badness has no meaning. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Daiti bhadra bhadra sakali sama. In the material atmosphere, the so-called goodness and so-called badness, they're all the same.
All the same.
Simply a different type of mental concoction. That's all.
If nothing but God exists, then bad thing is also God, and good thing is also God.
Therefore, God realization is real good.
Real good. Yes,
not this, this is good, this is bad. That is relative one. You will find everywhere something
good. And
good.
Bad are the vruttis of chitta.
Yes.
When you make chitta vrutti nirodha iti yoga. And that yoga, again, that vacuum should not be allowed to be born, but it should be filled with God.
Yes.
That is bhakti.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
I think my understanding is not
yes,
right.
Sir.
I want to be corrected by you.
I have already told you. Yes, Antaras bhakti. Originally, as spirit soul, everyone is Vaishnava.
Vaishnava.
Everyone is Vaishnava.
No, but by sanskars, birth. Our sanskara is Vaishnava sanskara. Whole community of us.
So how you are becoming ex-community?
No. there is only one community and that is of humanity. There are all other communities. The animal communities are there.
So that is also another community. If you take simply humanity,
then all
that is another community.
Then all communities is one, including...
Why you should neglect the animal community?
That's right. That is why...
That is also community.
That is why 24 avatars have been shown to us in Bhagavad. From fish to the highest.
Pandita Samadarshan. If one is Pandit, he does not make any distinction between animal community and human community. That is Pandita. As soon as you see this is animal community, this is human community, then you are not Pandita. You are still require learning. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Nasojati Natankasi Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu. That is real vision.
हमारे माटे संस्कृत में निशा करवानो मारा साहेब कहियो ही इज एग्रीइंग टू स्टार्ट अ स्कूल फॉर यू इन संस्कृत एंड हिंदी
यस वी आल्सो
एग्री फाइंड आउट अ मैन सो लॉन्ग एज मारा साहेब इज हियर
हरे एक
वन मैन इज कमिंग टुडे
देन लेट हिम स्टार्ट राइट अनेस एंड आई विल बी द स्टूडेंट अलोंग विथ यू आई वांट टू रिफ्रेश माय ऑल संस्कृत नॉलेज
No, Sanskrit knowledge, whatever we have got, that is sufficient for understanding. We don't require to be a Sanskrit scholar.
No, I don't want to be a scholar. I want to learn all the ancient literature. Bhakta does not want to learn even, but I am a little of that temperament. Whole day I pass my time in reading only, practically.
So bhakti is jnana karma dhanavritam. When we'll not try to become a jnani, then you'll come to the stage of bhakti.
I don't mind, but let me
so
be
long, so long.
I don't want to remain ajnani.
No, bhaktas are not ajnani.
Myself, I don't talk of the others.
No, yourself. Bhaktas, they are not ajnani. That is raskaldam. If says the bhaktas are ajnani, that is raskaldam. Because Krishna says, tesam ivanu kam partham. Aham ajnana jang tham nasvayan. If Krishna helps him to become jnani, then how is ajnani? It is ignorance.
Yes.
That say bhaktas are not jnanis. Without jnana, there is no question of bhakta. Jnana vairagya yuktaya. Bhakta means he is already qualified with jnana and vairagya. That is bhakta. Vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati asu vairagyam jnanam cha jat ahitakam. It is a mistaken idea. The bhaktas are not very advanced in knowledge.
Bhaktas what?
They have got real knowledge. Maulam janmanam ante jnanvanmang prabhujata. When they have surrendered to Krishna,
but some
they are really
absolutely
jnani.
Ignorant people. Then
no,
they have
some, we don't say extremely,
extremely scholastic.
This is the... yes, there are many...
extremely scholastic they have become afterwards. Even though they have not gone to the school.
That's like Jiva Goswami.
Yeah.
Jiva Goswami, there is no comparison of learned scholarship with him. Throughout the whole world, he's such a jnani. Even great, great Pandit said,
that's right,
that there will be no more such learned philosopher, neither there was, like Jiva Goswami. Yeah. You are also referring to Jiva Goswami.
Yesterday I referred.
Yeah, Jiva Goswami.
I want to read his.
Our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are so many learned scholars. Just like my Guru Maharaj.
But Sanskrit, and then I tell you, the Bengalis are the great scholars all round, in all respect.
Yeah.
And so, we are your followers. Gujaratis. In fact, in India, next to Bengal comes Gujarat in scholarship, and Maharashtra.
No, here, Gokhale said, what Bengal thinks today, others will think tomorrow.
That's right. Even in Maramari also you think all here.
Yeah. Actually, this independence movement was started from Bengal.
Yes.
Partition of Bengal and the movement started. Surendranath Banerjee.
Yes, I
Gandhi know. Admitted. The it's father of nation is Surendranath Banerjee. Yes. And later on, actually, if you don't take care of that, the independence came through a Bengali, Subhash Chandra Bose.
Yes.
Right.
Now in philosophy, Gaudapada was the grandsire of Shankarpada. Yeah. Gaudapada was Govindpada, and Govindpada is Shankaracharya. So that also we you see the Shankar's greatest sire was a Bengali gentleman.
Too much taking in political part. Aurobindo, he was a politician.
Yeah, great politician. He was a humanist also.
Yeah. But he left. This is no good.
I think
I must take to
no man can become like an Arvind again.
Yeah.
Very great man. A politician, a saint, and what not.
Yes.
And a great Rushi. He is a Rushi. I consider him as a Rushi.
Who?
Arvind.
Rushi?
He's a modern Rushi.
What is that Rushi?
Rushi.
Rishi. Oh, Rishi, yes. Rishi.
You call it Rishi, we call it Rushi. That is the difference in pronunciation.
Just like the Uriyas, they call Krishna.
Krishna, yes. The northern
they cannot
Krishna.
Say Krishna, they say Krishna.
We call Krishna. We call Krishna. We call Krishna, you call Krishna, they call Krishna.
Yes.
These are different, but we call Rushi.
Bhavagai Janardana. But Krishna can't understand who is asking for it.
All languages he understand. All languages are from Om, and Om is God. So all languages are God. Look at my arguments.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Why are you wrong? Krishna says, Omkara Sarva Vedish. I am Omkara Sarva Vedish. Mental concoct.
It's a body. Soul
anyone
is always...
who has got this material body, he is not well. He may be possessing very stout and strong body, but he is not well, because death is there. So well or no well, you have to meet death. So what is the use
body
of
body means death. If you say you meet death, then you are a Mayavadi.
No, I'm answering your well and not death. Well.
That's right.
That's it. When that's there right. is death, then what is the use of calling well and not well?
Not well, that's right.
That is my point. If you can avoid death, disease, old age, then you are well. Uh-huh. You cannot avoid all these things. You must become old man. You must die. You must be diseased. Where is the meaning of this well? It is simply concoction. Where is happiness? Where is well-being? That they do not know. Hare Krishna. That they do not know. Just like a man lying on sick bed and some friends say, how are you? Yes, today I am well. What is this well? You are lying on the sick bed, hospital, and you are speaking, yes, I am well. Hare Krishna. Jaya. There is no well. So long you are subject to birth, death, old age and disease, there is no question of well. When you can avoid these things, then you are well. But now independence. What is that independence? No rice, no gehu. What is this independence? सब कंट्रोल हो जाएगा सब ये गॉडलेस सिविलाइजेशन सब भूखा मरेगा बस सही है टेक शेल्टर ऑफ कृष्णा एवरीथिंग इज फॉल्स यू कैन नॉट एस्केप जो मच फ्यूचर द डेथ इज देयर मृत्यु सर्वहरश्च अहम जो एट द एंड एवरीथिंग विल बी टेकन बाय कृष्णा इन द फॉर्म ऑफ डेथ मृत्यु सर्वहरश्च अहम Everyone, especially the Kurmis, they think that they will live forever. This is the most wonderful thing. Because everyone is dying. But the man who is not yet dead, he thinks that he will live forever. This is the most wonderful. Ahani ahani lokani gacchanti jamamandir. Sheshastu sthitamichchanti. Kimastad jamatapparam. He does not think that I will have to die. So what I am doing?
Yes. You see, this population is increasing. According to Hindu theory, we say that human life is a very difficult and you get this human birth after great karmas and good deeds and all that. So this population is increasing and we are putting birth control. And then the population of beasts and others, that is the wild beasts, that is decreasing. Almost it has decreased.
But they have no birth control.
No, just see. No. And then you see the population of these, for instance, chickens, pigs and those, they are increased. So the population of human beings, that is increasing. Is it due to that these wild animals and others, they have done good deeds, so they are coming up as a human beings?
The thing is, I am asking you, why you are bothering about the increase of population? First, that is my question. The animals, they do not bother. You are so advanced in knowledge, why you are bothered? No. First of all, answer this question.
No, no, but that is...
The animals, they have got less intelligence.
Right.
They never bother themselves. The population is increasing. And you are advanced animal. Why you are so much bothered? And you are less intelligent than the animals. That is my argument. They are lower animals. They are begetting at one time 1 dozen children. They are not bothering. Or why you are bothering? That means you are less than the animals. Because you have got so much anxiety. Why population increasing? But they are not bothering. So you are less than animals.
No, no, my question is different.
That is my answer. Why you are bothering the population increasing? Why you are bothering?
Because they think that the resources...
That's all. There is some reason. There is some reason. But they have no such thing. So they are advanced. They have no such anxiety. You are less than animal.
No, that's right, Swamiji. But my question is...
First answer is this.
Uh-huh.
That you are bothered for increased population. But the animals are not. Therefore, they are more advanced than you. They know that there is no botheration. Because in the Vedic injunction, it is said, Ekojo bahunam vidudhati kama. Now, there are millions of elephants in Africa. Who is feeding them? Who is feeding them? They eat at one time, 1 month. Where the food is coming from? Why you are bothered? You will take only one chatak. That means you are godless. You do not know who is supplying your food. You are less than animal. That is my answer.
Please, Swamiji, my question is...
This is the answer. You are very much...
No, that is a
in anxiety.
इनका बोलने का मतलब दूसरा है।
My question
क्या बोलते हैं? कि जैसे 100 आदमी है, हम लोग को आदमी का जन्म मिलने के पीछे हम लोग हम जो मनुष्य दुनिया में आते हैं, वो अच्छे कर्म करने से, अच्छी पूजा करने से आते हैं। तो जो क्या अभी जो इंक्रीज हो रही पॉपुलेशन, वो इंक्रीज पॉपुलेशन के जानवरों में से आदमी बन रहे हैं या और कहीं से आदमी आ रहे हैं?
क्योंकि वो क्या उनके कर्म इतने बड़े बढ़ गए हैं? आप ह्यूमन बीइंग, दे आर ऑल कमिंग
एज ह्यूमन बीइंग। देयर इज अ चांस गिवन टू यू टू बिकम ह्यूमन बीइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड गॉड। एंड इफ यू डू नॉट प्लेस योरसेल्फ एज ह्यूमन बीइंग, यू मस्ट सफर। जैसे आपको कोई नौकरी दिया गया, अच्छा पोस्ट, if you do not behave likely, you are degraded. You are going to be animal become.
No, but aap jo,
this is the nature's law. This is the nature's law. That somewhere or other, by evolutionary process, you come to the human being form.
Right.
But if you remain as animal, then you go to animal again.
Achha, animal bhi aadmi bante hain.
Haan.
Toh ye population increase hone ka matlab,
the same example. Suppose by promotion you come to a very nice post, but if you do not behave well, then you are degraded.
No, that I agree, Swamiji, ki jo aadmi jo ban rahe hain, agar wo nahi behave karenge, they will go back as human beings. But jo ab population, jab human being ban rahe hain, iska matlab hai ki animals ki jo karma hai wo bada
acha hai. Bani hai, aapko post diya gaya, aap agar achhi tarah se kaam na kare,
lekin post mujhe pehle milegi, qualification meri hogi to post milegi na.
To qualification ta hai
mera karma, animals ka karma jo
hai. Why don't you understand? Eating, sleeping, sexual intercourse and defense. This is there in the animals. And if you remain in that jurisdiction only, eating, sleeping and sexual intercourse and defense, you are animal, no more than animal. Why you are thinking that you are more than animal? You are animal. This is the Shastric injunction. You are no better than animal because your business is eating, sleeping, sexual intercourse and defense. Whole world is busy.
And then Swamiji, this birth control, that means going against the...
They are more than animal.
No, that is means going against the will of the God.
Oh yes. Yes.
Because God wants to bring them as a human.
Yes, this is a chance.
Want to stop it.
Suppose if somebody is given chance to take opportunity, and if you kill, there's a great sin. You cannot do that. You are obstructing his natural progress.
Yes.
Either birth control or that to European countries may, he hasn't got soul. वो एक लंप ऑफ मैटर है, मत डालो, यहाँ तक नीचे चला गया। एज सुन एज यू फॉरगेट द ड्यूटी ऑफ ह्यूमन लाइफ देन यू आर नथिंग बट एनिमल। दिस इज द वर्डिक्ट ऑफ हिंदू धर्म। इफ यू डू नॉट प्रॉपरली बिहेव एज ह्यूमन बींग यू आर नो बेटर देन एनिमल। धर्म ही नहीं ना, धर्म सब छोड़ दिया, भगवान को छोड़ दिया, वो क्या है, एनिमल है तो देखो एनिमल क्या समझेगा भगवान। एनिमल के लिए वेद शास्त्र बना है, ह्यूमन बींग के लिए यू विल गिव हिम एनिमल बॉडी। दिस इज नेचर्स वर्क।
बट देन
ही यस अगेन काम वो तो आएगा। जैसे एक आदमी को जेल में भर्ती कर दिया, उसका जब जेल से छुट, बट ही डज नॉट डू दैट।
स्वामी जी, सेक्सुअल इंटरकोर्स आफ्टर मैरिज इज अगेंस्ट लॉ?
नो, दैट इज ऑल्सो, देयर इज लॉ, यू कैनॉट हैव सेक्सुअल इंटरकोर्स विथ वाइफ एज यू लाइक। नो, दैट इज ऑल्सो इलिसिट सेक्स। Then when the woman is in menstrual period, after 5 days you can have once. As soon as she is pregnant, no more sex. This is human. Not that like animal. Animal also they have got restriction. You see? The lion, they have sexual intercourse once in life. Once in life. Brahmachari. You see? So, as soon as you violate the laws, then you are animal. Because law is meant for man. They say keep to the right and left in the road. It is meant for human being, not for the dog. Dog, if he keeps right or left, it is not under law. But if you keep your car instead of left to the right, then you are criminal. Which way we have to go?
Just next stairs.
Human life begins when he understands what is dharma. That is human life beginning. उसी को आप छोड़ देता है फिर वैन मिल रही है। ह्यूमन सोसाइटी में वो चाहे कहीं भी जाइए, वो हिंदू रिलीजन है, मुस्लिम रिलीजन है, क्रिश्चियन रिलीजन है, बुद्धिस्ट रिलीजन है, ज्यूइश रिलीजन है, रिलीजन मस्ट बी देयर। बट व्हेन वी गिव अप दिस रिलीजियस प्रोसेस देन देयर इज नो ह्यूमन लाइफ, इट इज एनिमल लाइफ। हरे कृष्ण।
By that, there's a emblem of the Theosophical Colony.
I see. Oh, yes, yes. Hearted one old lady, you know, in the villages, there is fair or market. So in the morning, she saw there's so many hundreds of men have assembled. So the one lady of that village, she thought that they have become my guest. So she began to cry and was asking her son, oh, how I can accommodate so many people? How can I receive them as guests? So the son said, my dear mother, don't be agitated. In the evening, you come. So in the evening when she comes, there is nobody. There is nobody because it's a marketplace. So this botherization is just like the old lady. After seeing so many men, she is agitated. And in the evening there is none. So it requires intelligence. That they are coming and going. Why I should be bothered about that? Let me do my duty as human being. That is required. एक साथ में देखिएगा अनलिमिटेड नंबर ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज, अनंत अनंत मीन्स यू कैन नॉट काउंट विद इन योर बॉडी विद इन योर स्टूल देयर आर मिलियंस ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज दे आर प्रोवाइडेड मेंटेन बाय योर स्टूल बाय योर यूरिन सो व्हाई डू बदर If your stool and urine can provide so many living entities, why you bother yourself? चाहिए इसको सब समझना चाहिए. You do your duty as human being. धर्म ही नहीं ना आपसे भी सम. Don't become animal. That is required. इधर तो हम रोजाना हजारों एनिमल को स्लॉटर हाउस में भेज देते और इधर उसको खाने को देने के लिए हमको सिर खराब हो गया. देखिए द एसेंस ऑफ नॉलेज पीपल आर डाइवर्टेड इन सो मेनी वेज. ह्यूमन ड्यूटी इज आप भगवद गीता तो पढ़ी है दैट इज ह्यूमन ड्यूटी बी सरेंडर टू गॉड दैट इज योर ड्यूटी देन एवरीथिंग विल कम ऑटोमेटिकली एवरीथिंग विल कम And without knowledge, how you can take care? That is not possible.
Prabhupada, we're late for our meeting.
Be strong. Now nobody cares for you.
All these movements at one time. Sometimes Arya Samaj movement was very strong. Sometimes then others, they come and go.
But this Krishna movement is always strong. There are millions of Krishna temple in India,
yes.
And the Arya Samaj is tired to check people going to the temple, but they have gone away. The temple is existing, and millions of people is still going to see the temple. In Jagannath temple, in Vrindavan, thousands and thousands of men still coming. All these South Indian temple. Tirupati.
25,000 people.
Oh.
25,000 years old.
Wow, people are coming here.
Oh. But their income is more than 1 lakh of rupees daily.
Yes,
yes. Yes. What's your
name? My name is Mahajan. I'm from Kashmir.
Okay. That is our slogan. Satyam Param Bhimai. Janmardasajataha. We explain this truth. The truth is that from whom everything comes. Janmardasajataha. He is person or impersonal. No. Avijna Sarat. Tene Brahmarida. Adikavaya. Mayantijasugaya.
No truth superior to me.
Huh? Yeah.
No truth superior to me.
The truth is there. They do not know. Half educated. This is very good. True. We also say, but they do not know what is that truth.
They leave the question hanging that no man may actually know what it is.